This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So now the next question that comes to us, something we see every single day, is pregnancy mentioned in the Quran? The answer is yes, subhanAllah. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. It is He who created you from one soul, نَفْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. And created from it its mate, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Why? That he might dwell in security, safety, happiness with her. Now the pregnancy. And when he, the man, covers her, she carries a light burden. He didn't say pregnancy. حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ. Light pregnancy, early pregnancy. And the pregnancy continued. What happens? فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ. Now she's heavy. Now it's obvious. دَعَوَ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا. Both, father and the mother, turn to Allah, رَبَّهُمَا. لَيْنْ أَتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا. Ya Allah, if you're going to give us a righteous child, then لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We will be grateful to you. What happens? فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا. Allah responded, gave them the righteous child. جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا أَتَاهُمَا. Made a partner to Allah, although He gave them what He wanted. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is exalted above what they associate with Him. What do we learn from here? Number one, the Quran did not leave anything uncovered. Sometimes mentioned it in details, and sometimes just a little bit. Here, details. Now, man and a woman, but now the intimate relationship. SubhanAllah, this is a book where it mentioned intimate relationship. فَلَمَّا تَغَشَّاهَا. This is the intimate relationship between a husband and a wife. And Allah used تَغَشَّاهَا. It's a very eloquent word to tell that it's not only a physical need. It's even a spiritual need. It's an emotional need. It's covered completely. Then what happens with this? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this? One of the reasons for it is pregnancy. فَلَمَّا تَغَشَّاهَا حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا. حَمَلَتْ pregnancy. Carried. حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا. Light carry. Meaning 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. She doesn't even sometimes doesn't know yet she is pregnant. And then, فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ. Now later on, 20 weeks and above, the woman starts feeling she's pregnant. 28 weeks, 7 months, now she's heavy. 9 months, 36 weeks, up to 40, very heavy. Sleeping becomes difficult. Some of the women even breathing becomes difficult. فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ. Now they knew that the pregnancy is going, the baby is there. Now they turned to Allah and they said, لَئِنْ أَتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا. They made a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you give us a righteous, healthy, sweet, nice, cute, pretty. You want a girl, you always wanted a girl. You turn to Allah and says, Ya Allah, give me a girl or a boy. We will be grateful. Allah responded, gave you what you want. And then He says, you made a partner with me. So let's pause here. What's partners? Allah gave me a child. The child becomes more important than Allah. I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please my child, or to raise my child, or to give my child what he or she wants. I disobey Him, then I am not grateful. Because gratefulness simply is using what Allah gave you in a way that pleases Him. He gave me the child, I begged Him, give me a righteous one. He did. Give me a healthy one. He did. Give me a girl. He did. And then that child becomes the reason I disobey Allah. I make the child equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us, sometimes even more. And here Allah says, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is exalted. You want to make anything equal to Allah? Do it. Allah is way exalted above that. Pregnancy here, that what Allah is telling me and you, it's every natural things you see in front of you is a reminder to you that Allah is aware of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen. And Allah, in another verse in the Quran, He said, any thing in the uterus, Allah knows. Allah يعلم وما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد. Allah knows every uterus. Just imagine this. Every uterus of a woman, what does it carry? وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد. What the pregnancy will be lost or it will be multiple, twins or triplets. Subhanallah. Take home messages. Quran has everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words He uses in the Quran not only teaches me, but teaches me so much in depth. The intimate relationship He used cover, He used consolate, He used love, and He used spiritual need and emotional need. The most important thing is everything Allah gives us is a blessing. And I need to use these blessings in the way that pleases Him. Otherwise, Allah is not in need of me being grateful. May Allah make us among the grateful.